Chapter 16, Summary Description of Lord Krishna's Pastimes. While Krishna stayed in Dwarka, the whole world enjoyed immeasurable wealth and beauty. Krishna, the chief of the Vrishni dynasty, lived happily at Dwarka in full opulence with the goddess of fortune. His 16,108 queens are described as permanently young and beautiful. Though Krishna had grandchildren and great-grandchildren, he and his queens looked only 16 or 20 years old. They always dressed in fine clothes and jewelry and always danced, sang, or played ball on the palace roofs. The roads in Dwarka were always crowded with elephants, horses, chariots, and soldiers. Wherever one looked in Dwarka, there were green parks and gardens with trees full of fruits and flowers and sweetly chirping birds and buzzing bumblebees. All the 16,108 palaces of Krishna's queens were in this beautiful city of Dwarka. Lord Krishna, the supreme eternal enjoyer and master of all these facilities, expanded himself into 16,108 forms to live with each family in each and every one of those 16,108 palaces. Every palace was nicely decorated with gardens and lakes. Blue, yellow, white, and red lotus flowers floated in the crystal clear lakes. Soft breezes carried the saffron powder and aroma from these lotuses. Beautiful swans, ducks, and cranes called out with melodious sounds as they swam. Sometimes, Lord Sri Krishna and the queens went swimming in the lakes. The Gandharva singers and professional musicians would perform concerts with mridangas, drums, kettle drums, stringed instruments, and brass bugles there. In a festive mood, the wives of the Lord would sometimes sprinkle water on Krishna with spray guns, and the Lord would also squirt the queens. Their long hair and garland flowers would fall loose around them as the queens tried fiercely to snatch away his squirt gun. The Lord would reach out and embrace them, thoroughly covering them with yellow saffron from his garland. Krishna's queens spent many loving hours with their husband, the lotus-eyed and beautifully blackish personality of Godhead. Anyone who loves Krishna is automatically freed from the ordinary troubles of life. Krishna always returned their love in such an attractive way that they could never think of anything else besides him. The queen's love for Krishna was so complete that they sometimes could not fall asleep at night. One of the queens said to the Kurari bird, "My dear Kurari, now it is very late at night, but you are not sleeping. Are you as sorry as I am that Krishna is now in bed and you cannot see his sweet smile and his lotus eyes or hear his attractive words?" Another queen said, "Hello, Chakravaki bird. I think that you are anxious to put a garland on the lotus feet of the Lord and then place it in your hair." "Oh, my dear ocean, why are you roaring all day and night without going to sleep? I think your love of Krishna has taken away your ability to sleep, and I must admit, there is no cure for this disease," said a third queen. Another queen said, "My dear moon, you become thinner and thinner day by day. Are you as stunned as I am by the mysteriously sweet words of my lord? My dear beautiful cloud, the dark color of your beautiful body is exactly the same as my dearmost Shyamasundar's," said another queen. "My dear black cloud, is your heart full of anxiety to see Shyamasundar? Are drops of tears gliding from your eyes just as they are from mine?" And one more queen said, "Dear rivers, because it is summer, all your beds are dry, and you have no water for the beautiful lotus flowers blooming there. You look so thin. Since you and I can no longer hear Krishna's pleasing words, our ears no longer work properly, and we have also become very lean and thin. We think that you are just like us because you are not getting any water from your husband, the ocean, through the clouds, and we are not getting the nectar of Krishna's company. Dear swan, please come and take some milk," said another. "Do you have any message from our Lord Shyamasundar? It is not possible to control him, and he must now be with the goddess of fortune. Do you think you could bring him here to us? He has been away for such a long time, and we also long to serve him." As an ideal householder, Krishna lived with his wives and children in all opulence. These fortunate queens performed Vedic rituals with him, talked with him, fed him, and served him personally in so many ways. They never stopped thinking about him, and they always kept him in their hearts. Because Lord Krishna was the center of their lives became perfect. Lord Krishna had 10 sons by each of his 16,108 wives, and they also had many children. Simply to teach the children, they needed 38,800,000 teachers. His sons were Kshatriyas, who protected the Brahmanas. Because they also kept Krishna in the center of their lives, they were never defeated by any other kings. The Supreme Lord Krishna, who sits in everyone's heart, was born in Kamsa's prison as the son of Devaki and transferred to the lap of Mother Yashoda. His childhood was spent in the happy company of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. Krishna is honored as the lord of the Yadu dynasty and as the killer of different kinds of demons and false kings. Even demons like Kamsa, Dantavakra, and Sishupal return to the spiritual world simply by being killed by the Lord's lotus hands. Krishna personally gave protection and pleasure to the devotees, the brahmanas, and the cows. Not only did he enchant the gopis in Vrindavan, but also the queens in Dwarka. They enjoyed his personal company and deepest love. Anyone who wants to find the transcendental kingdom of God and to have his personal company can easily find the same eternal happiness simply by constantly remembering these special stories about Lord Krishna and by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus ends the four volumes of the stories of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and adapted by Parvati Devi Dasi. We hope that you have enjoyed all these wonderful stories about Krishna.